With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. And yes, it is Christmas Day. No, we're not recording on Christmas Day. We didn't even come close to it. But we are happy that if you're going to catch up on your podcast listening today, you can do it with us here while we take the mystery out of your financial lives. If you're driving somewhere en route and you're talking about what to do with your financial life and you need some help, just let us do that heavy lifting for you. All you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button. Today, we're talking to Greg in Minnesota. Hello, Greg.
Well, thanks for having me. Jill, I've got a situation where I'm 58. My wife is 49. We don't have any month-to-month debt. Our house is paid for, and we currently have between 1.5 and 1.75 million in savings and retirement accounts.
Great.
I've got two kids. One is in college, first year, and one is a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. We've got 529 accounts for both of them that will pay for roughly half to two thirds of their undergraduate tuition. And I currently have two 20-year term life insurance policies, one for me, one for my wife. Those are in the amount of $500,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my question is, should I let those policies expire? Should I renew them on an annual basis? Or should I get a new policy for, say, maybe a 10-year term?
Okay, let's go through a couple of other things. You guys both work?
Yes.
Do you get insurance through work?
Nominal insurance. My wife gets a nominal insurance policy. It's probably, I think, a $50,000.
Mm-hmm. And is there any way that you could buy more insurance through work, just out of curiosity?
Good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I'll have to investigate.
Yeah, let's check that out. I mean, look, you bought this thing 20 years ago because you were basically saying to yourselves, if we were both to drop dead, we have no money saved, and so we'd want this $500,000. Now, with $1.5 million saved and most of the college paid for, the need for life insurance has diminished dramatically. It really has. Now, that said, you're both working. How much do you guys make together?
It fluctuates between $150,000 and $175,000 per year. Mm-hmm. I'm a consultant and my income can vary from year to year.
Okay. I like it when it's more. No, just kidding. Of course, it's a joke. You know, you're doing a great job saving and investing. You're still putting money away. What kind of retirement account do you have for yourself?
We've got, my wife's got one through her work, mm-hmm. and we've got Vanguard, a series of Vanguard, you know, mutual funds.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to make you crazy about this. The reality is you probably don't need this policy. But if you want to buy yourself a little bit more time to save even more, I mean, because really what you're saying is, if one of us were to die, right, what would happen to the other one? And so for you, is your income about similar? Like, does she make a lot less than you?
No, it's
okay.
Similar.
I mean, you have no debt. So let's play it out. If God forbid you drop dead tomorrow, could she pay the bills on her current salary? Not the college, just the bills themselves?
Yes.
Okay. And same thing for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now what we're really talking about is, whatever is left over for the surviving spouse, some of that money could be used to help finish off college. Or, you know, frankly, it may be that on one income, you might actually qualify for some federal loans for the kids themselves and, you know, to finish out school. Again, we're talking about worst case scenario. And you could preserve that $1.5 or $1.7 million. And then, you know, the reality is that while the kids are in school, probably the surviving spouse wouldn't be putting a lot of money into savings, maybe would continue with the 401k. But at some point, you just don't need this insurance. If you could find a cheap term policy to give you guys a little bit of comfort, maybe to just get through, honestly, like the next 5 years for your, you know, your kids being kind of done, right? Sort of out of the house and done. It's worth looking at. Is she more uptight about this than you?
Yes.
Because she's younger and she's the mom. Yeah. You know, it's worth exploring. This is what I would do. Number one, let's find out if she can buy life insurance through her employer for you and for her. That's a possibility. Okay. Next, let's say you can't. Then I would hop on policygenius.com. And I would just go see what it would cost, because maybe for peace of mind to have her be feeling like, OK, for the next 5 years or 10 years, we're covered. It costs a little bit of money, but it gives her peace of mind. Then it could be worth it. If you've got an insurance question like Greg or any other question going on in your financial life, just give us a holler. Go to the website, JillOnMoney.com, and click the contact button. I hope you're not really going to the website on Christmas Day, but if you are, don't worry. We're going to get your note. Merry Christmas to one and all who celebrate. I hope you don't eat too much. Thank you so much for listening. And gosh, if this isn't the time to do something nice for someone else, I don't know what is. Grit, growth, grace, gratitude, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.